Education and healthcare were two concerns of the early pioneer communities. While the men busied themselves tilling the land, building decent homes, seeding, and harvesting, the women spent long hours washing clothes, cleaning the house, taking care of their children, and oftentimes milking the cows, feeding the animals, and weeding the garden. No one had the time nor the energy needed to provide educational and health services. The majority of French communities owe a great deal of gratitude to the religious orders who devoted themselves to fulfill this great need. In Morinville, the teachers were the Filles de Jésus. In Legal, it was Les Sœurs de la Charité, better known as the Grey Nuns. Marguerite Duville founded the order in Montreal in 1737. Its mission was to work within the community, providing its educational and health needs. In 1844, Bishop Provencher of St. Boniface asked the Grey Nuns to come out west. The first trip was arduous and painful for the four sisters. Eight voyageurs in a birch bark canoe accompanied them. By 1858, Father Albert Lacombe wanted them to help with his missionary work at Lac Saint Anne. Another long journey followed. This time, the sisters used Red River carts pulled by oxen as their means of transportation from St. Boniface to Lac Saint Anne. Once there, they went to work teaching the young First Nation and Métis children at the mission, as well as providing health services to all. At Father Albert Lacombe's request, the Grey Nuns came to Lac Saint Anne in 1859. When word reached Legal of the sisters and their work, St. Emile's parish's priest, Father Rémy Courtin, asked the nuns to manage education in Legal. In 1920, the Grey Nuns arrived in Legal. They worked tirelessly to fulfill their duties here and elsewhere in the region. The sisters built the Sacred Heart Convent in Legal in 1923. The convent rapidly became the educational center in the village. Generally, rural children did not have adequate French and religious instruction in the small country schools. On account of this, the parents brought their children to the convent for the week, and the sisters taught them French and catechism. The Legal children and parents fondly remember Sister Dorilla Simard, who spent 35 years as a devoted teacher in the community. Today, the convent is still in use as it houses Legal's Francophone school, École Citadelle. As time went by, the Grey Nuns took on other work in addition to their original mission. The mural shows several Grey Nun accomplishments. On the top left, we see the Edmonton General Hospital. The top right depicts the Grey Nuns' mother house in Montreal, Quebec. Today, the work is more focused on the social field, and they work with battered women, the elderly, and the handicapped, to name a few. The Grey Nuns are always serving those most in need. The sisters play a significant role in helping us maintain our language and religion. They gave their heart and soul to the task of bringing the light of Christ to all the people in the Canadian West. Pope John XXIII declared Duville blessed in 1959 and named her the Mother of Universal Charity. The Grey Nuns live by this tenet. Pope John Paul II named her a saint in 1990. The daisies, called Marguerite, in French, pay homage to the spirit of Saint Marguerite on the right.